Dr. Ernst, you're the co-founder and CEO of OneSkin. So welcome back to Modern Health Span, and it's great to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Richard.
So Dr. Hayes, we actually spoke to you 3 years ago, which was wonderful to have an initial introduction, but I suspect a lot of our audience have not heard about OneSkin or are not familiar with your technology. So perhaps could you introduce OneSkin and peptide 14 and kind of how it works?
Yeah, definitely. So OneSkin is a biotech longevity company that we've been studying skin aging for the past almost 8 years right now. And our main focus is to be able to replicate skin aging in the lab so we can grow human skin tissues and we can simulate the skin aging and we can understand what's going on this process of aging. And one of the main findings that we found is basically that the accumulation of damaged cells, also called senescent cells or zombie cells, I believe your audience is very familiar with, it's one of the main hallmarks of skin aging. So basically, as our skin is exposed to different types of stressors, one of the main stresses is UV exposure, but also pollution and blue light and other types of stressors, we end up like accumulating damage. So our cells get like damaged, and at a certain point, they stop dividing. They enter in this state of senescence. And this is actually a very good mechanism of protection of our bodies when the cells stop dividing, because otherwise they could become a tumor. But the flip side is that they start secreting inflammatory signals that basically induce the cells around to age faster. So we like to compare the senescent cells with a rotten apple in a bunch. So the senescent cells is spoiling the good cells around. And knowing that and knowing this from aging research and the impact of senescent cells in our overall health, we decided to search new molecules that were specifically able to decrease the amount of senescent cells in the skin. So no company has done this before of really developing a product or ingredient that was targeting specifically senescent cells. So we spent a few years, almost 3-4 years, testing new molecules, more specifically peptides, that are able to decrease the burden of senescent cells in the skin. And we found, after a lot of testing, OS1, that is our proprietary peptide, that we showed to be able to reduce up to 50% the burden of senescent cells in the skin models that we grow in the lab. And what this results is that when you have fewer senescent cells, you allow the healthy cells to proliferate. So they jumpstart collagen production again. And this leads to a stronger skin barrier, leading to a healthier skin overall. So basically, peptide 14, or more commercially named OS1, is the peptide that we discovered to be able to target senescent cells in the skin. And in addition to doing that, it also promotes an age reversal effect. So when we measure the skin biological age, we could validate that we could reverse the age of the skin in 2.5 years in the lab. And this is published on a peer-reviewed journal that you can find on our website on NPJ Aging. And there we also explain the whole mechanism behind of OS1.
Right. So OS1 is not a senolytic. It's more of a senomorphic. So first, could you explain the difference between a senomorphic and a senolytic?
Yeah, of course. So a senolytic is a molecule that's designed to induce senescent cells apoptosis or death. A senomorphic is a molecule that doesn't induce the apoptosis of senescent cells, but reduces the suppression reduces the release of the secretory phenotype of senescent cells, the SASP, the senescent-associated secretory phenotype, which are inflammatory molecules, cytokines that are released by senescent cells that cause the other cells to become senescent as well and to age faster.
Why did you go for a senomorphic rather than a senolytic?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the beauty of a senomorphic is that it's safer, so it doesn't disturb the healthy cells. It's really hard to find a senolytic that has a very high specificity. So, for example, when we're testing our peptides, we were comparing with ABT 263 or navitoclax. That's one of the main senolytics studied out there. And there is always like a toxic effect to non-senescent cells. So as a cause, you know, because we are developing a cosmetic, our number one rule should be cause no harm. So we couldn't cause any irritation, any toxicity to the healthy cells. And it was also the result that we found. When we found OS1 and we saw that decreased senescent cell burden, when we were going to study the mechanism, it ended up being like a senomorphic. And I think for our luck, this was a better route. But we believe that's, again, a safer molecule to be added into a cosmetic. And the way that the peptide works as a senomorphic, so basically, one of the studies that we did was a single cell analysis that we basically were mapping the gene expression of the fibroblasts, the skin cells that we treated with this peptide. And what we found on the cells that were treated is that we had fewer numbers of late-stage senescent cells. So what this peptide does, it basically helps the cells that are in early-stage senescence to boost their DNA repair capabilities, so this cell don't get to that late stage senescence, which is the most detrimental state that secretes a lot of inflammation, a high amount of the SASP molecules, and we could be able to quantify this on the supernatant. So basically, when we collect the supernatant of the cells that were treated versus not treated, we saw a lower number of inflammatory cytokines on the cells treated with the peptide. So we could confirm that the mechanism is basically by reducing the amount of SASP that's released when you treat with the peptide. And the underlying reason is that we are inducing DNA repair pathways and suppressing inflammatory pathways.
So what are the other ingredients of OneSkin? So you have obviously the main one is OS1, but what else is in there?
Yeah, so we always try to complement OS1 effect. So we believe that targeting the accumulation of senescent cells in is one of the main important ways to tackle skin aging. But we know in order to have a healthier skin, a more you need like more hydration, you need other antioxidants, you need other ingredients that will calm your skin. A lot of times our skin gets stressed with so many aggressors. So we added those ingredients in order to create a formula that provides all of those benefits in order for our customers to have like the healthiest skin yet. So for example, on the face product, one of the ingredients that we have is like hyaluronic acid, and then we have hyaluronic acid in three different molecular weights. So we have high molecular weights that basically sit on your skin and creates like a physical barrier that prevents the water loss. We have like medium-sized molecular weight, and we have a nano-size that is able to penetrate the skin and actually stimulate hyaluronic acid production inside your skin cells. So it's important because you need it to act in two ways, not only creating a barrier, but also stimulating your own cells to produce more hyaluronic acid, which will make your skin more moist or hydrated. We also have other oils like palmolive oils that are very antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, allantoin and niacinamide. That's a form of vitamin B that's well known in the cosmetic industry to be able to help your skin calming and also brightening your skin. So it's good like for dark spots and pigmentation. So for each product, we have more than one product now. When we talk, we only had one product. We complement with ingredients that are important to nurture that specific skin type.